A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
Megan kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号教书匠小夏。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Good morning everyone, once again welcome back to 夏说英文晨读。各位晨读的小伙伴早上好，我是 Q。In today's news, we're going to talk about Volkswagen rebrand turns out to be April Fool's joke. 今天的新闻说的是本周早些时候，大众官网上传了一张疑似草稿的图片，被新闻媒体截取下来，然后迅速发酵讨论。这是说大众汽车在美国地区要改名成大众电车了，从 Volkswagen 变成 Volkswagen。名字里面一个单词 K 改成了 T 啊 ，Volks 变成了 Volts 瓦特，貌似是在表达全面转型开发电动车的决心。但很快，大众汽车就宣布说，这只是一个西方愚人节的玩笑，主要目的就是从营销的角度来考虑，配合 ID.4 纯电动 SUV 在美国的发布。没想到愚人节还能这么玩，我们来看看相关的英文报道。此外，我向你强烈推荐有灵外刊精读特训营，只要坚持学习，学费将全额原路退回。希望你和我一样，把英文学习当成一种习惯。种一棵树最好的时间是十年前，其次是现在。只要你想开始，什么时候都不算晚。即刻在公众号下说英文晨读回复外刊两个字报名参加吧。好，下面请大家放轻松，听我完整朗读这篇短新闻。让大脑自然捕捉信息，大意能抓多少是多少。Are you ready? Here we go. German car maker Volkswagen will not change its name to Volkswagen in the US, despite earlier saying it would in a press release. The name change was in fact an April Fool's joke that was leaked to the media several days early by mistake.The car maker will put out an official press release clearing up the matter on Wednesday. 好，全篇听完，我们来逐句理顺。第一句把最重要的事情给交代了。German car maker Volkswagen would not change its name to Volkswagen in the US, despite earlier saying it would in the press release.
说了德国的车企大众 German car maker Volkswagen, 它不会在美国地区改名了。Will not change its name to Volkswagen in the US. 然后用介词短语把之前的背景先交代一下，说即便他们之前在一次新闻稿中说过要改名这事儿
，despite earlier saying it would in the press release. It would 其实就指代了 it would change its name.
在介词短语带来的这个前情提要部分呢，我们学习一个单词的用法，叫做 despite. Despite 就是我们所说的那个介词。表示即使尽管，它跟 in spite of 是同样的用法，经常换用就看个人习惯了。在它们的后面要么加名词，要么加动词 ing 的形式。比方说，尽管他申请了数百个工作，但仍然在失业当中。
Despite applying for hundreds of jobs, is still out of work.
这里的 despite applying 就是加了动词 ing。我们原文当中的句子也是这样的
,despite earlier saying it would in a press release, 也是一样啊，这个 despite saying。
然后另外一个我们可以了解的表达就是 press release, 指的是新闻稿，下面我们还会再见到。之所以之前说要改，现在又说不改了，是怎么一回事呢？下一句往前挖了一下。
The name change was in fact an April Fool's joke that was leaked to the media several days early by mistake.
更名这个事件呢，原本是一个愚人节笑话 ,an April Fool's joke, 是本来可能应该是在四月一号的时候，他顺着这个广告，然后顺着这个节日把它给发出去的。但现在呢，一不小心提早了几天，阴差阳错 by mistake 被提前泄露给媒体了。Was leaked to the media several days early。好 ，leak 本身就是泄露的意思，那么 be leaked to 是被泄露给某人。所谓的剧透啊，我们就可以说 the plot。Plot 是情节 The plot was leaked to the public before the movie came out. 那现在一阵乌龙过后怎么收场呢？毕竟前几天就连 BBC 都已经报道了这个改名事件，所以第三句话就是大众说的接下来的澄清方案。The carmaker will put out an official press release clearing up the matter on Wednesday. 大众 The carmaker 啊，自然指的就是 Volkswagen。他们会在周三发出正式的新闻稿 We'll put out an official press release 哎，我们又见到了 press release 呢，新闻稿然后发出这个稿件用的是 put out 这个我们做意译就可以叫发出、放出或者出版 put out an official press release 那么这份稿件是想要达到什么目的呢后面用现在分词做伴随状语你也可以理解为后置定语反正它的目的就是要说明这份新闻稿的目的 clearing up the matter 要澄清这件事澄清 clear up 这个表达是我们可以学会来用的它除了清理打扫以外还可以表示澄清或者解决某件事情应该有你可以征求意见或者为你解决问题的人吧 There should be someone to whom you can turn for any advice or to clear up any problems看来愚人节的玩笑啊，尺度还是要拿捏的再恰当一点，轻易开不得。反正大众的这波操作，据说在网民当中啊，就挺不讨好的。Anyway, 我们先快速总结一下今天学到的表达。第一 ,despite 这个介词表示尽管、即便。那后面呢，是可以加名词或者动词 ing 的形式。第二 ,press release 是新闻稿啊，发出新闻稿叫做 put out a press release。第三被泄露叫做 be leaked to 第四澄清解决某个问题可以用 clear up OK 以上就是今天为你带来的新闻讲解节目的最后我为大家再朗读一遍全文祝大家度过愉快的一天 German car maker Volkswagen will not change its name to Volkswagen in the US despite earlier saying it would in a press releaseThe name change was in fact an April Fool's joke that was leaked to the media several days early by mistake. The car maker will put out an official press release clearing up the matter on Wednesday.